everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited because Michaela Sheldon is here with us, and Michaela is going to be talking to us about pulling up the anchors, embracing radical change. And we were just talking right now before, you know, going live, and, you know, the eclipse was on Monday, right? And I was telling Michaela, I was fine on Monday, but then yesterday, boy, did I feel all sorts of things physically, you know, and I was tired and felt a lot of energy coming through. And even now, there's a lot of energy coming through and flowing, which is great. So some of you may also be experiencing different things because of the eclipse and so on, and the new moon as well, right? So Michaela's going to talk a little bit about that today as well, you know, when we get started. And she's also going to talk about how, you know, you can shift your mind from linear thinking to a full state of conscious awareness. We're going to hear about simple strategies for finding peace during fast-paced changes and turbulent energies, such as what we're experiencing right now. We're going to understand where to focus our attention to best adapt to swift planetary energies and how to effectively create within the field of the unknown. And that can sometimes be scary, that field of the unknown. And we're going to discover what energetic anchors are and how they operate in dimensional reality and how they are changing. We're also going to understand how to tap into the higher vibrational essence of new dimensional timelines and integrate what is useful from the old ones, and realize how changes in anchors such as time, memory, and singular perception affect your experience, as well as learn how to activate the frequency of sovereign free will and use the mind in concert with you to bring old timeline aspects into a new creative process. So a lot of that, right, all of that and more, as well as Michaela is going to be taking your questions as well. So your live caller questions, so you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And for those of you who don't know Michaela, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. She's been on our show many times before. Always, always such a pleasure. Very, very gifted. There's no doubt. And I have to say, you know, I had a session with Michaela last November, I think it was, finally. And it was amazing. Amazing. I mean, oh my goodness. If you get a chance, please do, you know, please do. So I'm going to say about that. It was like, wow. And I had to listen to the recording a couple of times because there was just so much in it. And the energies were working on me, right? The energies were working on me. So it's not just the words, but it's the energies. And yeah, major shifts because of that. And major awarenesses. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. But definitely, if you get a chance, please do get a session with Michaela. And you'll love it. So she's an intuitive channel who has the ability to connect with a variety of guides, interdimensional beings and collectives, including Mary Magdalene, the Archangels, Jeremiah, the Ancients, the Ninth Dimensional Lemurian and Pleiadian Collectives, Arcturians, the Council of Light, and many others. And Michaela channels detailed information about our history, structure, ascension, and transition to a fifth dimensional consciousness. And her awakening came during a struggle with debilitating chronic pain. And through her connection to Source and her guides, Michaela completely healed herself, leaving her mainstream life behind to fully pursue her soul's purpose as a channel. And her mission is to inspire others to fearlessly live their soul's higher purpose and to support lightworkers through a very transitional time in our planet's history. And Michaela also believes that she incarnated here in this time as a conduit for lightworkers to identify and activate their collective assignments or signature imprint, when she's able to transmit light-coded frequencies and vibrational healings as a vessel for crystalline light through channeled messages and activations. She's also currently channeling a book that explains the history behind human creation, how we were designed to live at our soul's highest expression, and how we will heal and rebirth many aspects of our collective reality. Michaela is also the executive director of the Flower of Life Center for Human Evolution, a volunteer organization focused on raising the consciousness of the planet. And so in this position, Michaela works with volunteers on a variety of projects ranging from conscious action initiatives and youth programs to the organization's International Expo and Magazine. She's very, very busy. So I'm so glad that she's here with us to spend some time with all of you and share her wisdom, her teachings, her energy and vibration as well. So please open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your energy fields, and join me in welcoming Michaela to the show. Michaela, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Alara. It's always a pleasure to be here with you and your audience. I love it.
Yay. So thank you. I'm so glad because, you know, at this time, especially at this time right now, you know, we could really use some insight into what is going on. You know, we, especially in the U.S., you know, everybody was all, what is the right word? They're all focusing on the eclipse, right, on Monday. But what does that really mean for all of us as human beings, individually and collectively on the planet?
Well, that is such a huge topic. And, you know, I actually just transmitted a 2,000-word article about this from the Palladians. It was funny. The day after the eclipse was my daughter's birthday, and the youngest daughter turned 16. And so we had all these plans to go out and do all these fun things. And I had the Palladians with me, and they were giving me all this information. I kept saying, well, can we wait till later? Can we wait till later?
Right, know? Yeah.
And then I came home last night. So this eclipse, you know, we've had so many huge, interesting, significant planetary alignments. And I think we tend to look at them as all singular, you know. When they come, we have this huge energy and something happens and then we wait for the next one. But from my vantage point and the connections that I have, I'm starting to see just this beautiful unfolding that's happening on the planet. And I feel like this eclipse was so perfectly tied in with that unfolding, because what the guys I've been working with talk about a lot, and even just the last, I do these Lightworker Inner Circle channeled courses, which I know we're going to talk about later in the show, but these channeled courses seem to build on each other as well, and we've been really focused on identity. And you can look at this going back in the last year, 2 years of us stripping away the layers of things that we are not. So we've been taught, you know, as we have come up in this world, who we have to be, the things we have to do, right? And we've done, many of us have done those things in alignment with that teaching. And now we've come to find that they're really not in our best interest and they're not aligned with who we are and our truth. And we've been working really hard to bring that to the surface. So we've seen a variety of different solar interactions with the Earth come to activate us. And that's really a big part of what this solar eclipse was, activating positive timelines. So the way the Palladians talk about this is in terms of creation, because this is the theme. The solar eclipse, in my vantage point, my perspective, is really about what we're creating. What we're creating as individuals and what we're creating collectively here on the planet. And we are now offered a higher speed of vibration to create through. And we think, oh, higher speed of vibration, that means I'm going to get a lot done. I'm going to see a lot of manifestation in my life. And we tend to think very physical and linear. And we're really being directed away from that right now. Because I find that this eclipse has brought a lot of inspired ideas up in people. So more of the clients that I talk to lately are saying things like, oh my gosh, I have all these great ideas and things I want to do. I want to switch it all up. I want to do it all different, but I'm not really sure what direction to go. And they, you know, they're talking really fast and they have all these big ideas about hiring the guy to do the website and right, all of these physical things that we like to do. But what we're doing is we are converging timelines. So we talked, I think, at the last time we were together about timeline integration. Okay, so we've created all these realities in a different dimension. You know, some of us relationships, some of us our work, right? All these things that don't fit us anymore, and we don't realize that we have so many other timelines that we're not operating on. Right. You know, we perceive the ones that we're operating in physically, but we don't perceive the ones that we've created that are existing around us in non-physical. Okay, and that's really what this is about. That inspired idea, you know, or ideas, all those things that you truly want to do and be, those are timelines you've already created. That's why they're so inspiring. That's why they feel so exciting. And equally enough, we've done this in the collective as well. So we have a lot of things going on right now at the collective level that are happening that we don't like, right? And those things are being blown up by the media. We make them the focus of our attention because we're creators. We grow those timelines and we match them to things that fuel events, experiences that we don't want to have.
Mm-hmm.
But when we activate, when we're in this activation mode, which is really what this eclipse is all about, we are using the energies of the planet, of the universe, to activate those positive timelines that we don't even know exist yet, right? That's why it feels so exciting right now. And I think that people feel like they really want to move, they want to go, they want to do, they're feeling purposeful, but mm-hmm. they don't have this direction to put it on because we're feeling the convergence of all those positive timelines being activated within us, which is a really incredible thing when you think about it. So think about that going on within you and mm-hmm. think about it going on within Mother Gaia.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one aspect of this eclipse is those timelines that we've already created or that are historic running through us that are a more positive match to who we are. Our purest and truest identity have been activated. And the history on the planet within Mother Gaia, that record it's very similar. It's been activated as well. So think of all those positive timelines within her, not only of past, like when there were beautiful technologies here that existed or times of peace, but what we are thinking going forward of how we want to live together here as humanity. You know, those timelines, those collective timelines, they exist too, right? But we forget because we see all the negative all the time that as creators, we're always creating things that are yet to be imprinted, yet to be manifested. And we get into this mode where we think it's all negative, it's all bad, but there's so much that it can't possibly be that way. So this eclipse activated those positive timelines, those collective timelines as well. Now, we had some density and some karmic release that I want to talk about too, and a lot of people are feeling that. And I'll give you my eclipse experience because I am here in the U.S., and, you know, I had my solar eclipse glasses. I was all ready. I, you know, woke up that morning and was just feeling those higher vibrations lifting me into those positive timelines. So much mm-hmm. that I used that time during my meditation to really anchor who I am and where I want to go. And I the energies took me so quick. It was just beautiful.
Nice.
The closer we got to the exact eclipse time, I started to notice some meltdowns going on around me, you know, with people I love or friends or my family. And mm-hmm. I had all this emotion starting to come up. So here in Detroit, the eclipse was at, you know, the exact eclipse was 2:27. I'd say a good half hour, 45 minutes before, I was in tears.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very personal, you know, because I had mm-hmm. things going on around me that merited those tears. But at the same time, it felt a little otherworldly as well. And so what the Pleiadians said was this whole balance of masculine and feminine, you know, the sun and the moon coming together. It was the activation as well as the release because mm-hmm. we have a lot of density that we've accumulated in these timelines that don't match who we are. And we know that. We've been seeing it. You know, we've been saying, like, why in the world did I go to school to do this when it's something that I hate? You know, or, you know, why did I get myself into this situation when it's not what I love? And this density is something that was purged on a grand scale. It was within the soul. We had this purging of soul frequency that's dense, but it was also on behalf of the planet. Okay, so Mother Gaia is a living, breathing being. She has timeline energy. She has experiences within her. She's got the karmic density as well. So the way the Pleiadians showed me was this beautiful crystalline, I would say, shield around her where all of the purging of this density could not affect her, could not affect us. We felt the emotion of it as it passed through. Some of us may still be clearing some of that emotional density, and we might be feeling it in our physical bodies as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that crystalline energy is still here. So this eclipse, what it did was not only did it activate those positive timelines and clear the density, but it kind of opened this space for us to really use this new identity that we've been forming to create in. So it's multifaceted. I think everybody is responding to it in their own unique way. And the big picture is that what we're creating here is something we've seen in the ancient prophecies, you know, this beautiful heaven on earth, the acceptance of, you know, telepathic communication with a variety of beings. We talk about this as disclosure a lot. You know, this is something that is going to be seen more and more as we get past mm-hmm. this eclipse. And I don't know if you're familiar, your listeners are familiar with a crop circle that was found, I think it was just a couple of days prior to the eclipse in Eastern England. And what the Palladians were telling me was this crop circle actually symbolizes that telepathic offering of Mother Earth as it's vibrating out to the universe to activate what they call cooperative agreements, you know, and we've all made these cooperative agreements. And it's being met by this magnetic match of interdimensionals. And we've got this new, you know, they call it ascension party, right, of beings and races and star systems and galaxies who are all present here, that were here during the time of our original creation. Mm-hmm. You imagine that. It's like a reunion. It's like a galactic reunion of the human race, you know, all coming together to support where we're headed. So I think all in all, that was a long description, but I think all in all, this eclipse is extremely positive for us. I think in our personal lives, it's going to feel a little bit like a shakeup, and we might not know which way to focus for a little while, but I don't think it's time for us to put our physical energy behind these inspired actions until it all settles, the dust settles down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Thank you. No, I mean, I had seen pictures of the crop circle myself just a day or two before the eclipse, and part of it looked like it was like a transmission, you know. It was talking about a transmission. It was talking about receiving these energies from the sun, you know, and it's like, and that's, you know, kind of what we were doing, was receiving new codes, right, from the sun, from the galactic center, and activating those new timelines, so that now, you know, for most of us, it's like, it really does give us that sense of hope and expectation, and also the anything is possible, you know, that energy of anything is possible. So then it's a matter of, okay, what, you know, what is joyful for you? What brings you ease? What feels good to you? Or what have you been, you know, what have you been putting on the back back burner for so long that now is finally the time to really do that and be that? But it's also a time of just integrating too, right? All of these new energies and really seeing who you are and coming to that space of stillness and even that joy and freedom, you know, to actually be who you are.
I think that's so important how you said stillness, because What the guides have been leading me to in all of this is our perception of how we create. And this is really what we are turning on right now in this new timeline, because we've been very physically focused in very linear timelines, and we've been taught to create in very physical ways. So when we have inspired action and we realize that there's something we want to do in the world, we put doing to that. In other words, we make the list. We do the physical work. We feel like we have to assemble all of the working parts in order to create something and manifest it. But this new energy that we're in now, this new timeline, is really going back to our organic state of being as our source of creation. And that's truly what's always taken place. So who we are is creating our reality. It's who we believe ourselves to be. It's how we see into the future of that identity evolving and expanding. And it's our ability to flow with what the universe is providing us to complement what that identity is. So I think now is a time, if you have a lot of ideas coming up, let's say, you know, we talked about the convergence of all these activated timelines. Like, oh, I'm excited. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. But what do I pick? Right? How do I go about this? It's really time to let that simmer. And I picture your identity as almost an open container. And in that open container, all of these inspired ideas can actually complement one another. Because we've been so restricted in the way we feel we have to create. We can only do one thing at a time. We can only manifest in a certain physical way. And time is an illusion. It's an imprint that we've held in our structure, one of these anchor energies that we're talking about today, that's been taught to us different than what it truly is. So we are the creators of all things in our reality, and some of us feel we don't have enough physical time in order to do all the things that we desire to do. And maybe we're restricting that based on our age, you know, our linear timeline, or maybe truly based on the amount of time, physical time we have in our day or in our week based on other responsibilities that we have. And the Pleiadians have talked a lot about letting go of time in the way that you intersect with what your desires are, because that open container, it doesn't know time. It only knows the direction you vibrate. It only knows what you accept and what you perceive. So if you put all of those things in front of you and you say, well, I could only dedicate this much time to this one thing, you're restricting how the universe is operating through you right now. So it becomes accepting all of it. It becomes being that person who wants to do all of those things and feels they will do all of those things. Not having to know how, but knowing with unwavering faith that this is who you are. Because when you achieve that state of frequency, what you begin to see is these planetary energies that have been coming, including the solar eclipse, are supporting a more fast-paced speed of manifestation. So we try to push it in the physical, and we default to these heavy imprints like time, you know, like we're restricted by time. We are really going to limit ourselves, and we're going to be bumping up against walls. So what I found in my own life is that these energies can make you almost feel like you want to jump out of your skin because there's so much you want to do and you don't know how to accomplish it. But the more you do come to stillness and peace, and the more you keep that container open and hold on to those desires as a part of your identity, you'll be able to work easier with what shows up in your life to support what you're integrating, okay? Because those desires wouldn't come up if they didn't have a purpose within you, you know, if it wasn't something that you were here to either understand, teach, learn, or even integrate to do something bigger in the future, right? We don't know yet. We don't know yet. And that whole concept of collaboration is really important in creation as well. Mm-hmm. And I've been directed in a lot of my channelings to talk about the way we are creators in this holographic reality. So we have so many other humans in our lives who we see as just that. You know, other humans. Mm-hmm. And they really are a reflection of our God, our source, our ability to create. So if we look at everything in our life as coming in to support that identity, we're not going to be in so much resistance around responsibilities we think we hold or restrictions that have been put in place a long time ago here, you know, that we have been holding in our DNA that needs to now be overridden and can be easily overridden. Mm-hmm. So every being that is in your experience is an aspect of your God source energy that's here to support you in some way. And when you begin to see that and you can let go of the need to push in the physical will come in a very organic way, right?
Yeah.
So I want to give just a quick example.
Sure.
You know, I work with a lot of teachers, a lot of healers. There are so many brilliant teachers and healers on the planet in this time. I mean, if you want hope, I can give it to you. We are all out there. I meet them all week long, and they're doing incredible things. But sometimes they'll ask their guides questions like, well, how do I get enough people to pay attention to what I am here to say? You know, how do I, you know, I have to put a mailing list together or, you know, something like this. And how do I achieve that? What's my next step? And the guides will always take that person right back in, you know, and say that the way that you allow those resources to assemble around you is to be that person and continue to create without any restriction or requirement of numbers or physicality, right? So we start creating at the level that we're at. And if we are so aligned with that creation, what we'll find is that everything will show up around us to support it. And I found this in my own life, you know? The way in which I've worked with these energies have allowed me to do a variety of things, support myself and my family. I'm very grateful for the things that have shown up in my life, but they haven't been because I've pushed or forced anything in the physical. They've been because I understand fully who I am, what I'm here to do. I have a really good idea of that, and I project it forward. And this eclipse energy, if you hold on to that and project it forward, it will assist you twofold.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Absolutely. And to remember that, you know, it is even that energy is here to support us, and how we can ask questions around how can it support us to really move forward with ease, you know, so that we don't feel sometimes these physical discomforts, this physical these integrations sometimes are not always that easy, right?
Right. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up feeling because, you know, a lot of people will ask me that question. Well, you know, how do I know if what I'm creating in the physical is in alignment? I mean, we do have to create. We're still physical, you know, and of course, you know, we have this beautiful mind as an organism to support our creation, but the creation comes from within. So your extrasensory energy body, your emotional state is the tool. It's the most valuable navigation set for understanding if you're forcing something in the physical that isn't aligned, or if it is working with the energies of both your soul as well as your collective vibration. Because if we're pushing something in the physical, it's often going to feel hard. It's not going to achieve much. It's going to be like a slow moving train. And when we think about vibration, or speed of vibration, we know that physical manifestation is a slow speed of energy. You know, in order to assemble something physical, it takes a slower speed of vibration to make something concrete than it does when we're working in the upper chakras, the light body, right? So imagine the upper chakras, the light body, that energy now coexisting with your physical manifestation. It doesn't mean that everything comes easy. You know, we still have to work and, you know, do things in the physical, but it'll definitely have a different feel to it. It will feel more aligned. It won't feel as if something you're dreading or you have to push or that's hard. You know, pay attention to those subtle emotional frequencies that you hold in your body or even physical sometimes. We know when we're trying to push something in our life, our body will respond very dramatically if it's not the direction we're meant to go. And this is something that I notice so much right now. Our physical bodies are so extra heightened in its response because we are not only adjusting to everything that has come here planetarily with this eclipse, but we're also moving in our dimension, right? We have this open container that I talked about. What is that open container? It's a new timeline, you know? So as our bodies, as our physical bodies adjust to all of this, there's a lot of extra sensitivity. And I had some people posting in one of my group, my private group Facebook feeds about the eyes in particular. A lot of people have been feeling, you know, watery eyes or blurred vision and extra sensitivity in that area. And the Palladians came in and said that we are all hardwired through the nervous system to these extrasensory tools. And some of us obviously are predisposed to certain areas other than others. So pay real close attention to the meaning behind those areas. You know, they brought up sight. You know, what is sight? What are we not seeing? What are we trying to block that we don't want to see? Or where are we meant to see differently in our lives, you know, project out into the future with a different view, a different mm-hmm. vantage point? You know, we're not just adjusting to those energies physically, but sometimes those physical cues can help us see where emotionally we need to also bring in some adjustment and some peace mm-hmm. into our lives. Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, good. Thank you. Yeah, that's really helpful because I noticed some sensitivity with my eyes, especially too, past couple of days. So it's like, okay, let me see what's going on, right? And
we're all different. And you know, for me, it's been years. I've had some real high pitched ringing, actually uncomfortable ringing in my ears and my body. I've got some very tight muscles in my body, and so we sense. Those, remember the releases of density and karma. Mm-hmm. We can sense that in the planet. But also when we're moving into a higher dimension or we're opening into a new timeline, this is all about communication. You know, go back to that crop circle that we saw.
Right.
You know, what are we transmitting? What are we telepathically receiving? Well, we're receiving something in a different speed, a different frequency. It takes adjustment. So it's hard to pinpoint. I feel like it's hard to pinpoint to one thing or another. And if we get stuck in this vicious loop of trying to figure it out, we're in mm-hmm. resistance mm-hmm. and we just make it all worse. So yeah. Listening, you know, just listening to what the body needs and what it's trying to tell us is the best way to find comfort with mm-hmm. those shifts.
Absolutely. Yep. And tuning into the body, you know, tuning into your own intuition and asking questions, you know, perhaps, you know, for sure. Sometimes we forget that, right? We go into the drama of what's going on, right? And we forget about, oh, hold on, I can use something here. I can try something different.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, drama, it's like you're bringing up all of the exact words that the Palladians have been using in some of these messages I've been receiving. And, you know, we look out into the planet and we have a media that's projecting an image to us of what humanity is. So we've been talking a lot about our identity in the singular, you know, our soul identity, but we know we're always operating in the microcosm or the macrocosm. So what's our identity as humanity? And mm-hmm. that's the clincher now. You know, we've really seen humanity as this lower vibrational collective that, you know, is on the low end of the totem pole here in the universe. And we see things go on and we believe that that's what humanity is. That's who humanity is. But what the Palladians say is we have to remember that we do have a reptilian consciousness here on the planet that is creating through our frequency. And there's a lot of tools here still that are assisting that reptilian consciousness of the mind mm-hmm. to take us offline. So right. We know media is one of those. And when we're seeing these stories erupt on the collective, it's really going to take a conscious effort for us to look at those and understand that maybe they are localized releases of historic imprints, mm-hmm. you know, historic mm-hmm. events. This is how this karma is being cleared. And the more we seed into that, you know, and it could be one-tenth of humanity, but our media will blow it up to the point where we create an image or an identity of humanity as that. And that's where we get really stuck here collectively. So it's important to, you know, you used the word drama. I'm gonna use the word, you know, release, karmic release. Mm-hmm. When we're seeing this karmic release play out, we have to remember that this type of energetic manipulation goes on in order to hold us back. And we've received so much to move forward. So in the same way that we identify with ourselves as this new being that's here to create something wonderful, we have to see humanity in the same way. We have to see beyond this projection of humanity as something that it is not. It's something that it is becoming, is the projection we have to keep in mind, because we don't know what becoming is. You know, becoming is the future, but we hold a very huge stake in that becoming of that future because we're creators of it. So if we're going to hold on to that identity that doesn't serve us, we're not benefiting who we're becoming as this timeline energy is cleared. And that's truly what I believe has been happening here for quite some time now, is that we've been seeing historic imprints that have been coming to the surface. They have to be cleared on behalf of Mother Gaia, and we are connected to all of them. So it's not wrong or bad that we get emotionally affected by these images we see in the media or by these events as they play out. But if we stay in that frequency, right, if we continue to amplify that frequency, that's going to really affect our collective creation.
Yeah, makes sense. It's about, you know, finding a way to get past that, you know, of what's going on, and, you know, and observing it, right? Observing it and getting past it, seeing what's underlying it, and using, you know, compassion, using forgiveness, just using acceptance, because sometimes that is the biggest gift or the greatest gift that we can bring to any situation is just our compassion.
Right. And, you know, that holographic mirror, I mean, we've been a part of these timelines. We have been the perpetrator and the perpetrated in a variety of different human experiences that we don't have present moment knowledge of. So when we see these events take place, it's almost having that compassion, you know, that female energy that's really being brought to the planet right now for the unfolding of them to move us in a direction where we don't have to revisit anymore, you know? And if we stay in the drama, we're going to end up revisiting these timelines again. We're going to have to, right? So they're matching. Yeah, we're magnetic.
We are so magnetic. Wow. Okay, good. Thank you. So, you know, someone is just commenting in the Q&A, Deborah, about the eclipse and the energy. So why did it seem as my entire direction was thrown off that day? And I never even bothered to look at it at the eclipse. I guess you were in the U.S. But, you know, the energies were strong, right?
Yeah. And I don't really understand what she's saying by direction. If that was just, you know, within her day, she was redirected somewhere else, or in her entire life, you know, the eclipse went in a new direction. But that's really what it was here to do, you know, quite frankly, because think of the activating of positive timelines, right? And it might not always feel all that positive. We know when we're ascending, everything around us has to change because we're vibrational beings. And the Pleiadians have brought in this beautiful quote that I'd love to share. And they said that ascension is not a task completed that arrives at a gift. Ascension is finding the gift in each moment that makes the tasks worthwhile. And so this whole ascension timeline that we're on, it's really about seeing ourselves as connected to the collective. And as we raise our vibration, the timelines that we've created before, we're going to see some chaos there. We're going to see some, you know, shifts there that aren't pleasant because, you know, human beings, we don't like change. And so I'm not sure exactly where she was directed or how that direction affected her, but I'm not surprised because with a lot of energy pinpointed at opening new directions in our lives, new timelines in our lives.
And, you know, and a lot of that sometimes it just has to even, it's also about just looking at how you're reacting to what's going on. You know, I mean, I noticed that for myself on the Sunday, you know, I had a little bit of freak out, you know, and it's like, oh, wow, this is still coming up for me. It's like, okay, interesting. You know, got over it, moved on, but it's like, this is still there.
Right. Well, you know, perception is everything. Yeah, perception is everything. So we kind of get into this blame of ourselves for going off track if we have a bad day and we feel down or, you know, sad or angry. But we have to kind of let go of that and just really be the seer, you know, of what's going on in our lives. But we're going through some turbulent changes. And our emotional body is a real valuable tool. If we allow that expression to take place and we really feel into why it's there, what it's coming from, it can be so valuable. It can be so valuable right now to us because this healing can take place on a really fast trajectory if mm-hmm. we allow those emotions to come up. So it's not all about being positive and happy all the time. But I do want to make a comment about, you know, the positivity too, because there's so many people lately who have been, I guess, you know, dogging the spiritual community for, you know, being positive in the midst of all of these things that are taking place on the planet. You know, how can you be positive, or are you just ignoring things? And the whole concept of neutrality has come up a lot too, which is something I talk about and guides talk about a lot. You know, one of the examples that was brought forward in one of my channelings recently was, you know, if you were sick, if you had a cold, for example, you would throw everything positive into your body to negate those negative bacteria that you possibly could, right? Whether it be orange juice, chicken soup, vitamin C, silver, whatever you do, you know, you're doing abundance because you want to get better. You want to feel better. And, you know, looking at the world and seeing the positive isn't such a bad thing. And this responsibility that we feel is kind of what holds us back. So we've been taught to feel responsible for everything that happens on the planet. And, you know, in some way we have to talk about it. We have to find a solution to it. We have to protest it, whatever it may be. And it's really linear and physical. But if we consider the fact that the only responsibility we have to humanity is to live at our highest potential, truly, that's the vibration that heals this planet. So how could positivity be a negative thing, you know, during a time when we're rebirthing, when we're recreating? So I'm not saying don't feel, and that's not what neutrality is all about. Mm-hmm. When the guides talk about neutrality, they talk about being in a position to see the value in experience. So we have something negative that happens to us, for example, and, you know, we might feel really down, you know, when we manifest some type of a, you know, I don't know, maybe we break our leg. We're gonna no doubt be really angry about that. And mm-hmm. it might bum us out for a long time. Maybe we're gonna miss something really cool in our lives because of this broken leg. But and that's cool. You know, we have to express that emotion. We need to feel that. We're human. The problem is we continue to use that experience and bring it into our present moment in such a way that we create new timelines through it. And neutrality is when we see experience as having the ability to expand us. And being in that state of that broken leg and getting past the anger and, you know, finding the peace and the calm and the experience to allow yourself to integrate some meaning from it. And that's really why we're here. If you consider that human experience expands the universe, and we think, well, I have all kinds of crummy experiences. How could that possibly be expanding? Because they become neutralized. Mm-hmm. Neutralization means that we find that center space in anything that we are in the midst of, where we can be at peace when we're centered, when we know that we are the creator of all things and that everything can be healed and everything changes, right? That's what neutrality is. It's getting through the experience to the point where we integrate it. It's not staying in it. It's not prolonging it, right? It's not bringing it into our present moment again and again and again. So I think when we apply that to our outer world, we see the importance of this eclipse and how it's really merging not only our soul experience and our collective experience, but the whole universal, you know, mm-hmm. experience as one, because mm-hmm. we're all connected to it, right? It's not just us. It's not just humanity. It's, you know, we are surrounded by a variety of different races, and they all have their own ascension timeline too. You know, they're learning from us. We're learning from them. And that neutrality comes to expand beyond this earth. So it's a really good time to, you know, like, I love how you brought the word stillness in, Alara, because I'm finding that's a valuable tool in my life to be able to find neutrality in any situation is coming to stillness within it.
Absolutely. And finding, you know, that peace in the stillness, but it's not just the peace that's in the stillness. It's that, the joy, it's the stillness, you know, when you don't really have to think about anything, you don't have to do anything, you're just being, and that beingness is, you know, that is so regenerative alone. And then from that space, I find sometimes more stuff starts to change, you know, and be willing to let go of those old stories and be open to seeing what else is possible, right? Like, what is the next perfect step? Who knows, right? And sometimes that unknown can be really exciting too.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, the value of stillness, I find, is it's a great tool to rise above the way we've been using the mind, because we've been taught, again, going back to this whole theme of creation, to create through the mind.
Yeah.
And our mind works 24/7 so fast. We're either in the past, we're in the future, we're projecting out possible scenarios, right?
Yeah.
What didn't I get done? What do I need to get done tomorrow? When you come to stillness and you begin to observe the mind and you can let go of how busy the mind is reacting, what you'll find is that the answers will become so simple. And, and this has really worked in my life where, I've talked about this recently. I went on a silent retreat, I guess it was about a month ago, and it really changed my whole direction. It came at a really perfect time in my life where I was ready to take a rest. And it was 3 days of complete silence, you know, no physical touch, no eye contact, no talking. And I truly went to battle with my head. Sorry, excuse me. I think we lost you for a minute. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. I really went to battle. I was saying, I really went to battle with my head. And what I found was that the brain, as we have been taught, as we have been, I guess, brought up in this society, is that it's always working ahead of what your inner world knows it's meant to do, be, create, right? So it's meant to complement that which is within. So when you're in this state of silence, and, you know, for me to force myself into 3 days of, you know, silence, I came out of it with so much new perspective, especially, you know, we started this whole conversation around time, right? I was in this state where I was feeling as if I was in so much lack of time. You know, I'm a very busy person. I'm doing a lot of projects in the world, a lot of clients. And I thought, wow, I'm so out of time. And I kind of laughed at the end of the silent retreat, because what I found was, in the absence or in the lack of time that I had created in my mind, I had put so many restrictions up in my world. And all those restrictions came down. And something that seemed so complicated to me actually made perfect sense. You know, and that's why silence or coming to stillness is peaceful, or it's, you know, the simplicity that exists within that is so healing, because we reset the mind to now follow the lead of who we are, of our energy, of our imprint, you know, and I've now implemented this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've now implemented this in my life where it's working so well for me.
No, I love that. I just had a huge aha moment, because it's like, oh, that makes so much sense, you know, that once you connect into that stillness, into that peace and that quiet, and then the mind becomes more of a collaborator with you instead of always being in charge and taking control and doing. It's more like collaborating with you to whatever it is that you're going to experience next. It's like, oh, wow,
right.
Great idea.
Exactly. And, you know, the more you practice that, people think it's so complicated, but really when you see something, when you hear something, it has to be forever changed, right? So the more you hear the mind, the more you see the way the mind is working in your day to day, the less it will follow that pattern.
Yeah.
And it'll begin to go into its, you know, what I would call organic state of being in your structure, where it's meant to complement who you are, mm-hmm. as opposed to create something that is false.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow. Mm-hmm. Good. So I'm just tuning in to see how everyone is doing. It's like we're having this conversation and the time's gone by so quickly. It's like, what?
No.
Oh, my goodness. So much fun.
Yeah.
I think, wow. So do you want to take some questions? We'll take one or two questions now, and then we'll take some
sure.
more in a few minutes.
So sure, I'm happy to. Mm-hmm.
Yay. So we're going to go to the phone line first. And so where did the time go? I have no idea. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 3475. 3475. I'm going to unmute you.
Speaking of time, holy moly, that was 52 minutes that did not seem like 52 minutes.
I know. Okay, Caroline, how are you?
Hi. Fine. I know you know that, Alara, but hi, mm-hmm. Michelle.
Oh,
hi. Wow. All I can say is I feel very humble listening to you. It's making me very humble. I feel like I shouldn't ask for anything except just be. And I've noticed where I've put restrictions in my thinking of this is who I am and this is what I'm doing and I got to do my site and I got to do that and why am I still working at the job, you know? So just, yeah, really noticing, but everything you have said, thank you so much. It just made me feel humble.
Hmm.
So I,
oh, thank
now
you.
Now that it's my turn to ask a question, it's like,
thank you for sharing.
I don't have a question. I shouldn't have a question. It's just be.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you bring up a good point. You know, we're sourcing everything from within. And it really, truly is that simple, but we've been taken away from that idea. So when we have these timelines that are still holding on, you know, that job we want to change or whatever that may be, if we let the mind carry us into all of the things we're doing wrong, we'll never be in that state of identity that we're creating, that new container, that new timeline, and all the resources that we need exist there. Because if you have inspired action for something, you know, if there's something within you that is exciting you to move forward, you would not have that inspired action if all of the resources weren't already aligned, you know, if all of the collaborative agreements had not already been made. And that's a really important thing that the Palladians bring forward, even about our collective reality, you know, the unseen, believing in the unseen, because by the time we create something in physical form, it's already been in our energy for a very long period of time, you know, and we lose sight of that. So imagine now if you feel into all of that timeline energy around you that matches the beauty, you know, the joy, the fulfillment of your soul, not yet manifesting, you know, really feel into that. And I think that's what this eclipse energy brought to us. It brought to us this high vibrational ability to feel that. And that's exciting. But, you know, just knowing that that's there, if we let the mind creep in and say, well, we have to create it, you know, we have to get the people aligned, we have to have the supplies, we have to have the money, we have to have all of these things show up, that's going to distance us from that frequency. And, you know, you can call that God, you can call that source, you can call that whatever you want, but it exists within you and it's always working, you know, it's always working. So the solar eclipse came to amplify that, and I truly believe the more we feel into that, the better things are going to show up for us in our lives.
Yeah, that when you were saying that, the saying that came to mind was if you've dreamt it and wished it, it's there for you to emerge from you, right? So yeah, that's what
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I posted recently a message on Facebook from Archangel Gabriel that came through last week, and it was really beautiful how he said this. He was talking about restoring an old chair. And sometimes there's an old chair in our home, and maybe we want to strip the paint and sand it down, and we'll work really hard. We'll pick in new color, and we'll stand back and be so proud of our work. But what we didn't realize was that new chair had always existed within the old. And before we even picked up that sanding block to sand it, the plan had already been made. You know, the way it was going to appear in our home had already been arranged. And that's a really beautiful way to hold faith, you know, and when we see things in the collective coming up that are causing us to lose that faith, you know, imagine that we've already created everything we need to create. We're just now matching those frequencies to allow them to manifest.
That's so beautiful. My husband and I have been talking about retiring in the physical ego, whatever we want to call it, right? That retirement's coming up since we've both been in our jobs for 30 years. And so we're kind of put out there, you know, that we'd like to have a little home on the water and all that. And then just, you know, and then we came home and we only have Netflix now. We don't do regular TV. And on brand new on Netflix is What to Buy with a View, and it's everywhere in the world. by the water with a view.
Oh, nice.
It was like, go, oh, here you go, dream some more, right? Because it's here for you. So, yeah.
Beautiful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's so beautiful how our guides show us. Yeah, our guides show us the synchronicities and that everything that we're creating is able to show up in our world. And I love that you saw that connection. That's the one thing I feel so many people miss. And when you get that, when you see that and you hold on to that, the world can be magic, just magic.
Would you speak about one thing? I'm an empath 310. So how do we discern in this energy what's ours and what's not ours? Because during the eclipse, I just wrote in, and I forgot to put my name. Sorry, Laura. I felt like I feel other people's energies, right? And planetary energies and everything. And so we just think about being an empath and differentiating. And then I'll let that
absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Palladians come in to talk about this, and what they want to say is there's several different energetic layers that we operate on. So we have these crystalline containers, we'll call them, similar to this timeline analogy we brought up. We have a soul energy, we have a collective energy because we're part of humanity, and we also have an oversoul energy, which is a universal collective energy. And empaths have this really incredible ability to telepathically exchange in these containers at various times. So your soul energy can be connected telepathically with another soul, and you can take on that energy or that emotion. You can feel it from the collective at the vantage point of your higher self. Or even during times of the eclipse, when we have portal openings and things like this, we can have interdimensional beings enter our space that we can feel the energy of. So the best advice we want to give you about this is when you're working within your meditations, if you can call forward and visualize these crystalline containers, and really just thinking about them is in this way will assist you, because it's integrating the vibrational meaning just by understanding what we're speaking about. If you bring in the soul, the higher self, and the oversoul, and you see them connect in your field. So begin to work with the upper chakras as the oversoul, and you can see that container being the crown chakra, the pineal gland, and maybe right at the top of the base of the throat, and then that higher self energy sitting right at the bottom of the throat chakra, kind of at the base of the neck, through the middle chakras, through the solar plexus, and at the very top of the sacral. And then the soul energy being the lower chakras and, you know, connected to the root, but begin to pour light into those so that they're connecting in your energy. The reason we give you this right now is that as the universe is allowing higher dimensional frequencies to activate the time grid, this is really what you're feeling. So you're trying to quantify it as one thing or another. It's either mine or it's somebody else's, but what if we told you your structure was universal? So you didn't begin or end at this physical body, that you are connected to all things. And at all times on the planet, you're accepting information from a variety of different sources. It's just that most humans can't feel into that extra energy like you can. So the connection of these containers, what it will do is it will help you to not necessarily get rid of the discomfort, but very easily transmute the energies that you're feeling that are heavier or denser frequencies of that they call middle center, which most of what you're experiencing, they say, is coming from the Earth Collective in this time. We can't say that you can segregate yourself from that, and you would never want to. So when you talk about discernment, the slippery slope with discernment is sometimes we negate what our body is telling us when we're trying to discern whether or not it's ours. And the physical body is always communicating very valuably with you. So instead of trying to discern, is this mine or is this not mine, listen to the body and allow it to express what it needs to express, and then offer it what it needs. So that could be rest, right? That could be decompression, especially in nature, right? Meditation. But the more that you work with these crystalline containers and realize that you can combine them into one frequency, the less you'll struggle with what we'll call the planetary disruptions. These are the more dense imprints that are coming up through the human collective. And the reason for that is when you bring in that oversoul energy, it allows you to operate in a frequency above where the human collective is energetically resonating. So to make it real simple, I may want to give you two analogies here. In your meditations, visualize these three crystalline containers, the soul, the higher self, and the oversoul. Bring them into your meditation, fill them with light, and connect them. You can do this by connecting the chakras, but make sure that you're intentional in connecting the oversoul, higher self, and soul energies in that meditation. But in your day-to-day experience, allow the communications with the body to not necessarily have to segregate between what's mine and what somebody else's, because that only places a wider barrier between you and the work that you're here to do. Instead, question the body about what it needs to transmute this energy, and follow that advice, because that's always going to take you in the right direction.
Well, I am a blessed being for having you transmute that to me. Thank you so much.
Wow. No, you're very welcome.
I feel very light in my body.
Oh, good.
Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Caroline, for that question, because that was so important for all of us, I think.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lots of love. Thank you.
You too. Yeah, that was really... I don't think we've ever heard you speak of that before on the call, Michaela, so thank you.
You know, that's a concept that's been very recent. It's been coming in the last couple of months. As a matter of fact, it came into my last Lightworker course. And I think it's a really important one if we all continue to practice that in meditation. And what the Palladians have said is it really doesn't matter how you visualize. You know, sometimes we get really caught up in doing processes specifically correct, you know, and just having the knowledge that these crystalline containers exist and that we can merge them together is enough. Mm-hmm. However you want to bring your unique perception and your unique meditation process together, it will assist that balance of those energies.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we've been focused on soul energy, and that's why.
Yeah.
Right? And we have to realize that structurally, we're not just the soul, we're many other things as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I have a question from Gabby in Dubai, and she wants to ask about a manifestation process. Are there any clear steps to take? She says, I understand about density and healing timelines, etc. If we talk about manifestation process itself, so for example, should I go to or reach neutrality status, connect to zero point frequency, and then to imagine, feel something, what I want to manifest in my physical reality, or just try reaching neutrality, zero point focus as often as possible, and manifestation will take care of it by itself.
Yes, good question. And the Palladians actually, they want to direct her away from manifestation as a process, because we've been taught that manifestation is a process that we have to work at, but manifestation is something that we are. So manifestation and creation, same mm-hmm. vibration, same word. And when we talk about, again, that identity being instead of doing, that being is, you know, let's bring sovereign frequency into that, because we talked about that a little bit at the beginning, but we haven't touched on that yet. And I want to, mm-hmm. they want to weave that concept in. You know, sovereignty is not freedom. You know, we anticipate that on the planet we are abolishing all of these things that have restricted us from freedom. But sovereignty is an energy that we hold within us. And when we talk about creator energy, that sovereignty flows through us in a way that allows us to be in that state of, they call it flow with the universe. When we have a certain process built up around manifestation, oftentimes we don't realize we're placing expectations in the field. And there's nothing wrong with having an expectation. The problem becomes in our linear timeline, if we don't see that expectation show up, there's resistance that builds up within us. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about neutrality or zero point. Neutrality is a good tool, because if we're always staying in check vibrationally, remember these positive timelines we've been talking about. We think we have to manifest, we have to create, but we've already done the work, okay? Energetically, if we are living our fullest truth, we're always going to be matching those positive timelines that match that truth. And manifestation is what we are. So in our state of sovereignty, what happens is everything around us shows up to supply us with what we need to be that person. So if you want a process, if there's something that you need to focus on or you have to understand in a scientific or mental way, you want to say letting go of expectations and projecting into the field in a way that you have a very broad spectrum of responses. In other words, when you're living an identity, that identity isn't restrictive of anything, but we've been used to that. So, for example, we've been a mother, and that's been one identity. And we've been, a taxi cab driver. That's another identity. And we've been a sister. That's another identity. And we've walked into all those timelines very separately, and they've been very restrictive of us. This identity we're talking about is not that. It's connected to our divine will. And what divine will is, it's an energy that complements sovereignty. Divine will is made up of our desires intermixed with what our vibrational record holds. What that means is something that affects humanity, something that leaves an imprint on humanity. So becoming more purposeful, becoming more mission-focused or purpose-focused in your life, and not expecting it to show up in a certain way, but keeping the barriers really pushed aside and opening the field of potential around what you're projecting into your meditations will help you, especially in this energy. Because think back to how we were talking about the integration of all these timelines. You know, we just activated them, and they could be all these different things that are coming up that we want to do that are taking us in different directions. And if we limit that, by any means, what's going to happen is we're not going to see the physical manifestation come forward. And the energies of the planet are supporting that organic identity, that truth of who you are. So live in the vibration of neutrality, not in the way that you suppress emotion, but that you allow yourself to be in a state of sovereign, divine will. And if you want to bring in a couple other words, they say grace and faith. Grace and faith mean that we're always allowing ourselves to be in a state of expectation, not of specific expectation, but of knowing that the universe is providing us exactly what we need in the right moment. And grace is the acceptance that all lies within, not outside of us, mm-hmm. right? But everything we need outside of us came from within. So we have to be accepting of what we receive, and we have to see that receiving in all things. You know, it's like we have a partner in our lives, and that partner is supplying us with something. But it's not because that partner is giving that to us. It's because we are creation, we are manifestation, and that partner is an extension of that. Mm-hmm. That partner is God reflecting itself back to you. It's Source reflecting itself back to you. So in other words, when you begin to see Source and God in all things, you'll begin to understand that manifestation is what you are. It is not something that you must do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Gabby, for that question. Wow. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. Love that. Manifestation is not what you do, it's what you are. And everybody that is around you, you know, is basically Source, God, universe supporting you in your life, in your manifestation, in creating your reality and everything. Good or bad, there is no good or bad, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
beautiful.
The more we receive, and I do think that this simple shift of perception and actually seeing everything that we've manifested thus far in this very moment, and a lot of people refer to that as gratitude, obviously, but mm-hmm. I think when we talk about gratitude, it doesn't always get the power it deserves, you know?
Yeah.
When we begin to see what we have manifested, we believe we'll manifest more, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
And that's powerful.
It is, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a few moments to talk about the special offers that you have for us. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you on the phone can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Michaela13. That's MICHEILA13. So Michaela, this is the Lightworker Inner Circle 7 package, package A and B.
Yeah. Well, those of you who are on the call who aren't familiar, I do channeled courses. This is my seventh, and I just love them. I'm always so excited when they come together because I never know exactly what they're going to be. And this one came right at the time of the eclipse, and it all the things we've been talking about today are included in this package. So what this program entails is a variety of different imprints, removing a variety of different imprints that we have deep within our DNA. And these are those concepts of limitation and linear living that we've been taught that we have to abide by in our singular experience. So the Pleiadians, there's a variety of different guides. The Pleiadians come into this one. We've got teachings from Mary Magdalene, as well as some Andromedan energy coming in to support us. They talk about human anchors. And anchors are the things that have weighed us down, you know. They're the concepts that through time have held us back from creation. One of those being time, which we've talked about a lot on the call. So they cover time, concept of duality, our separation between Earth and the human collective, our constructs of identity, like our singular memory, and we didn't even get into touch on that today, but that's such a huge topic, how our memories are beginning to change, our collective history is being rewritten, and then physical and material structure, how we've been taught we have to create the physical. Now, your DNA carries the limitation of these anchors. So the guides have come in, and they've offered a variety of different activations that you'll be working with in this course. There's a item number one is actually a course introduction and activating your sovereign frequency. And I love this video because it is chock full of information that helps us understand how the concept of time was even created on this planet. We learn about the God particle, you know, how were we created of the God particle? And there's a cool, really cool meditative process to awaken your inner creator and amplify that sovereign frequency, and it prepares you for the course material. So once you get past that, there are four separate channeled activations, each focused on clearing these anchor imprints and crystallizing your DNA. So again, you're focusing on time, linear time. And if you're someone in your life right now who feels like you have a lack of time, this issue is solved very quickly in this program, so it will help you. So time, duality, identity, and physicality are covered. Those are the four topics and four processes that you'll work through. This is vibrational content, so you're working through vibrational transmissions to clear your DNA. And, of course, we know you can have a variety of different outcomes in your life. Item number three is a channeled video class on the creation part of it. So this is a lot of what we've been talking about today. How do you, and that question, how do we manifest? The Pleiadians get completely into this to talk about, in this new energy, how do we manifest? What tools do we use? How do we go about this? So that was a really interesting hour-long session. And then there's a two-hour bonus, which is moving past blocks. So the Pleiadians and Mary Magdalene address a variety of different areas that might be blocking you from integrating the course material, applying it in your day-to-day life. There's a lot of really grounded examples given in that two-hour audio. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that is a video. That's a video. Mm-hmm. And then I always have a private Facebook group, and I love it because as people are taking the course, it helps me to be more attentive. So if you are in the course and you're having difficulty, you're struggling with something, or you just simply have a question, you know, these energies are affecting us in a variety of different ways. You can pop in there, post your question, and I'll get a notification so I can get in there and I can answer the question. I can channel a response if needed. So that works really well. And what I find is the group is a collective that supports as we go through the material together. So a lot of people meet other people and we're all supporting each other. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful energy. So that's package A. And then package B includes the Lightworker Inner Circle 7 program, but also a 30-minute private session. And I've limited that to the first 10. So what you get in the session is I am a trans channel, and I will be – we can direct this however you want, but I'll be bringing up a variety of different timelines that we need to talk about. A lot of times we're activating your imprint, what you came with in your divine record. The guys will open that record. We'll talk about agreements that you made before you came. Of course, it's a vibrational transmission, so we have a lot of healings that take place, that sort of thing. So that's package B. It includes the 30-minute private session.
Beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, like I said earlier on, if you can get that 30-minute session with Michaela, you'll be blown away because, you know, I had a session back in November, and then it was so powerful. It's so amazing. So it's like, wow. Mm-hmm. So definitely, you know, definitely try and get that. So these two packages are both available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Michaela13. So please do take a look at them, see which one resonates with you. And you know, like I said before, even on this call today, it's not just about the words and the teachings that Michaela is sharing with us. It's also the energy that, you know, is flowing through the call from her and her guides. And that alone as well is very transformative, I find, for me. Because I've been, like, feeling so many energies throughout the call, you know. It's like, yeah, that's what's happening right now. Still, it's like I'm hot, I'm cold. It's like, okay, I'm yawning, I'm like, this and that. I'm not sick. I know that. So it's like, it's just the energy. So it's beautiful. So yeah, thank you. All right. So do you want to take one or two more quick questions? One from the phone and one from the Q&A?
Sure, of course.
We have a few more minutes. Okay, 1 second. Whew. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 5712. Hello.
Hi, ladies. Awesome call. Oh, wow. The energy experience here was like right before, like maybe a half an hour before the eclipse. The house that I'm in, you know, I kind of looked back at through the door and I saw, you know, it was getting darker. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine. And I kind of like tried to just relax and just let it happen. And it didn't even take long, and it was like you were speaking of, like, you know, around my eyes. It started getting, like, a lot of heavy energy, and then for 2 days I've been in a cloud. Mm-hmm. And very tired. Very tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. You know, draining almost. I'm saying, what is draining me? So then during this call, I just like sat down and relaxed into it. And I'm feeling, you know, a lot lighter. So I'm like, okay. Thank you for this call. And
yeah.
I have a question about the like, I'll say the atmospheric pressure. I'm very mm-hmm. sensitive to that. So even if I mm-hmm. step outside, you know, I have to come back in real shortly. And I want to go for a walk. So I'm wondering, is there something I can do to kind of shield myself from that pressure that I feel when I step out there?
Yeah, it's funny. Just as soon as you got on the call, I had Metatron here, and now I'm joined with Archangel Raphael. And what they're showing me about your physical structure is that it has this extra sensitivity, but it's especially connected to the earth. So the way in which you receive information or messages or guidance or support is through your root chakra. And when we have these very strong plug-ins to Mother Earth and we're extra sensitive in this way, what can happen is strong shifts in the vibration of planetary energies, like solar energies, for example, or even the way the winds are coming in a certain day can throw us off. But it's not necessarily the atmosphere. It has so much as it has to do with the man-made frequencies that amplify those changes, okay? So when we're speaking of man-made frequencies, we know that here on the planet we have a variety of different power grids, geoelectromagnetics, Wi-Fi, for example. You can imagine all the grids that run through the ground, and we've had a lot of shifts in those lately. So when those are shifting, it can make this problem that much more exasperated. So for you, finding balance has less to do with being outdoors versus indoors than it has to do energetically with the way that man-made frequencies affect you, okay? So think of geopathic stress, if you're familiar with geopathic energy, right? We can be in a home and be fine for a very long time, and then someone builds a condominium complex down the street, and it interrupts all of the signals underneath the ground in such a way that we can have interrupted sleep all of the time, right? And so as these planetary energies have been affecting Mother Earth, these grid lines have been moving really fast, which has amplified the magnetics of a lot of these man-made frequencies. So for you, finding the way in which you find balance with this is actually to work within the physical body to release these extrasensory, they call them kind of like areas of resistance, because we build up like protection, all right, around us when we have these types of experiences, meaning like we restrict ourselves in some way or we'll hold our body a certain way. And the guides really want you to notice the way in which the muscle, like the muscle skeletal system, will react to different frequencies, or the way that you might wince. Have you ever winced, you know, when you're going to, you see you're walking into something that sounds a little different, or it's crowded energy, or whatever it might be. When we do this, we create a response, all right, in our body. And for you, it feels like this response is on hyper overdrive. So
yeah,
they're working into some relaxation techniques in the physical body for you, being really helpful. So these relaxation techniques can be working within your own physical body to relax the muscles and the responses in the body to these energies, because you can actually override this in your physical structure. It doesn't have to be a physical, maybe I'll call it a disability, but, you know, difficulty for you in this life. So practice, even just when you're at home in your meditative state, going through the body, scanning through the body, and anticipating walking into an atmosphere change of some kind. And find the relaxation in the muscle skeletal system. Work through each area of the body. Breathe crystal light into it. Relax it and work. You know, start in certain areas, you know, start in the neck or in the jaw, and then work down into the shoulders and into the feet. Even acknowledge the organs of the body reacting in certain ways, because the more relaxation you can practice in your meditative state with the physical body, the better you'll adapt to these shifts. Right? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does, because I was like, oh, how do you put an end to this thing?
Right. And we all are, we're all struggling with this to a certain degree right now. We're all reacting to it a little bit differently. So you're just a little more on the, you know, you've been going through this for a longer period of time than some of us have. And that's why your body's kind of used to it. If you ever think about, you know, call and response, you know, sometimes we anticipate going into something and our body's already responding to it before we get there. It's because we've created a pattern in the body. And it, the more you negate that pattern and realign that pattern, the better you'll feel.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know, it's like, you know, even before it's going to rain, it could be a day before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know it's going to rain. Why do I care?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know. You're picking up, we're all telepathic to the degree that Mother Earth is communicating with us. It's just that some of us take in that information in different ways and we respond to it in different ways. So imagine, go back again to that root chakra being really plugged in for you, right? Some people might be operating more in their upper chakras. There's nothing better or worse than that, but they're going to respond more to dimensional shifts than you will. You're responding to weather patterns because you're so connected to Earth. And what the guides want to point out is that's actually an advantage. You know, if you start to look at things in your life as having purpose, you can start to move into them with a different perspective. So you're so extra sensitive and you're so plugged into Earth. How is that a gift in your life? You know, how does that open a door to understanding better, you know, information around you or telepathically exchanging with nature and with animals, right? It's all stemming from the same thing. So sometimes we tend to look at the way our body receives information as a negative because we're so extra sensitive, when really we can perceive that extra sensitivity as something we can plug into in a higher vibrational way. Right.
Right. Oh. Yeah, I know my root chakra is, you know, really fully open. Many different reasons why. So I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
So if that's what it is, you know, the root is connected to the earth. I mean, wow.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. It's like a sounding board, you know. It's like an acoustic sounding board. That's the way they show it to me. Yeah.
Wow. And so it's like vibrating really high, like we have microphones onto it almost.
It is. And, it, you know, when we think of that acoustic vibration, it's at a speed where you're receiving information in a way that your body is affected by it. But if you can override the body and really question into what you need to know about that, Raphael says, you know, that's another way to use this extra sensitivity as a valuable interdimensional tool. Because, you know, the frequencies of Mother Earth, they're a portal. And sometimes we think, well, I'm a real grounded person. I connect to the earth. That's just an earthly thing. No, she's a portal for intergalactic communication. So that's huge. You know, if you're able to really find the relaxation in the body and you have those shifts coming in, begin to question, you know, what is it that you need to know about those shifts? You know, why are they important to you? What are the guides bringing to you in this message and this information? And, you know, they actually show me the earth as a being, as a collective, you know, that would really be where this information is stemming from. So it's a wide open field of potential for you to tap into something that's positive in your life as well. And that's often what I find in my readings. A lot of the things that the struggles that we choose as a soul being are so directly tied to our extrasensory gifts and what our record holds that we'll always get information about that. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, Marlene. That was a great question. I'm glad you asked because I think we can all, some of us, myself included, can definitely resonate with that one.
Yeah, because even your eyes were acting up, you said.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Thank you. All right. So just want to take one quick question from the Q&A. Yeah. And, you know, it's so hard even for me to read the questions right now. It's like, So I have a, I know, right? But it's okay. I have a question and a comment and request of help from Dada. And she says, you know, she says, yes, the energies are insane. I'm feeling so many body pains, digestive issues, and financial constraints. And on the top of it all, my mom had a stroke. I'm just about ready to throw in the towel. I'm so tired of the survival mode. Please help. If Michaela can scan my energy field and suggest what to work on to overcome this insanity, I would be really grateful. I can't seem to get going. Every time I get my head up, something else is pushing me down. Is this really what I signed up for? It has to become easier. So.
Yeah, this is Gabriel that steps in, and what he wants to say first is that there are so many on the planet right now in their physical form who have chosen to move beyond this timeline split. So we have a lot of people right now who are feeling in the physical body the essence of departure, or in other words, a variety of different of human beings are not only leaving the planet in physical form, but are beginning to manifest some of the diseases that we've had as heavy imprints here on the planet that are going to be the choosing for them. In other words, the way in which they're meant to move on. And when we have these experiences come up, especially recently, we have to realize that on the other side of this, there is something that we perceive bigger than linear time. And it's the evolutionary process, because when we come here as a soul being, we have made so many different plans and agreements with each other that we can't possibly hold the knowledge of that information. And you say, well, there are many that are causing difficulties in my life, and I'm struggling with finances and all of these other things. Surely I wouldn't have chosen this. But what if we were to tell you that the soul chooses energetic vibrations in order to serve humanity? You may think, well, I'm not serving humanity. The reason that you may not be is because you're so wrapped up in what is evolving outside of your own experience that it's causing you this difference in speed. So we, of course, as human beings have family members we have to tend to in situations that we've agreed to be a part of. But if we always remember that our involvement in those situations comes from the human time grid, meaning that we're all connected, and that everything we experience for a purpose. And we may say, well, suffering wasn't my purpose, but we direct you back to perception, because human beings have been taken outside of the original intention of their own creation. They find that their experiences that they are within are taking them down roads that are causing this suffering. But what if we told you that that suffering in the experience is a choice of your divine will? You may say, well, I've got all these problems, so the suffering is real, and the emotional body experiences that suffering, and we agree that it does. The problem becomes when you only see the suffering and you only experience the suffering, you don't allow the purpose of that timeline to be integrated within. And neutrality has been a topic today that's been brought up, but we're well aware. Neutrality is an energy that you hold to be the seer beyond what the present moment vibration holds for you. So this present moment may feel as if everything is wrong, but you do not know in this moment as a soul being what the next present moment holds. You cannot possibly interpret that. Your brain can project. And if it is projecting through the frequency of the present moment in suffering, it's only creating more of that suffering. And if you are to go backwards in time with the mind, you're bringing the past experience into the present moment to override its ability to change. So from your vantage point, we would say, if you were to look at the structure around you the way we see it, it's a repeat pattern of history. And that repeat pattern of history is coming from the choosing of suffering. And if the choosing of suffering continues, that repeat pattern will never be broken. So we ask you in this present moment, with everything you have around you, with all the problems that you've experienced, with everything that you have within your hands in this moment, can you understand that as the creator of the next moment, that all things are possible? Because if you are at the end of your rope, it is because you have already decided the way the next present moment will evolve and the way the next present moment after that will evolve. And as a soul being, that record that you hold is not of suffering. It is of continual change and evolution and collaborative agreements that you have made. The tool of the breath is always a valuable energy for all those who find themselves restricted by the potential of their creative force. So we ask you to go to the breath and use that breath to remember that this present moment is the only one that you know. And the positive outcomes lie within your frequency. And that in order to match those, that present moment neutrality must be found. Neutrality is not ignoring the fact that things around you are not to your liking. Neutrality is the faith that the creator that you are is able to move energy throughout time in the direction that you so desire.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, so Dada, please do listen to the replay and be open to that message from Gabriel, right, and Michaela.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah, beautiful. And you know, it's interesting, you know, how you were talking about a lot of people are choosing at this time to experience certain things. And so, you know, for the past 2 weeks, my dad's been in and out of hospitals and doctor's offices. And so that was my freak out on the weekend, you know, it's like, I don't want him to suffer, you know, and then my mom gets stressed out. I don't want her to suffer. You know, that was my little freak out. But as of today, he's doing much better, no more fever, you know, but it's like, you know, and that was a thought that I had on the weekend too. It's like, you know, this might be the beginning of him choosing to go at some point, but this might be the beginning of that. So we'll see how, you know, I'm not projecting onto it, but it's like, I'll be watching, just be aware of what's happening.
And Gabriel doesn't want to call these so much leaving the planet as they are opportunities. Okay. So just real quick, he relates it back to splitting of timelines, which is something we didn't talk a lot about on this call, but that's another true, I would say, cause and effect of this solar eclipse, is that a splitting timeline to the planet, we have a
interesting how... Oh, there you are. I think you're back. Nope.
Hello?
Okay. Try again.
Am I here? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Sorry. I was talking about the splitting of timelines and how we're going to have a group that's vibrating in a more third dimensional reality and a group that's vibrating in a more fifth dimensional reality. So there are opportunities coming up to choose. And that's where some of these people that you are experiencing, and it's family members who are getting sick or, right, finding themselves at a crossroads, their vibration is responding to that opportunity, right? So so we don't know what choice they'll make.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, it was interesting. As soon as you started talking about that, suddenly – your connection was going, and it's like, wait, what do you mean? Come on back, you know? Like, I need to hear that. Like, where are you? And so, you know, whatever is going to be, you know, I'm totally fine with it. I don't have a problem with it. you know, my only thing always is I don't want them to suffer. You know, I don't want my dad to suffer. I don't want my mom to suffer. You know, whenever they go, I just want it to be quick, you know.
Right. Well, we have to realize that souls make their own agreements, and we're there to support. We're not there to, we don't have the ability to tread on their free will.
Yeah.
So we're just there as a player in their reality to support them and be the highest vibrational essence of their experience we can possibly be.
Absolutely. That's beautifully said.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so, you know, Dada, listen to this message too. You know, this is also for you as well. So, wow. So much, I mean, so many different things that we talked about today. I feel like we touched on, you know, little bits and pieces, which, of course, you know, now people can have the opportunity to go deeper by going and accessing the packages. But it's like, oh, there's so much juicy information, you know, and important wisdom and teachings that are there for all of us. You know, like we got so much today, but there's still so much more for us to explore and receive, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. It's never ending. Never ending. And that's what we wanted.
Yeah.
that's
what
we wanted.
Wanted
when we came. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I know we're going over time and I have to look at the clock, make sure. But I wanted to thank you so much, Michaela, for being on the show again today and sharing your wisdom, sharing your teachings and the energies. And, you know, your teachings are, you know, different than what a lot of the other guests and teachers share. So it's always, you always bring such a fresh new perspective on things and new information, which I absolutely love. And it's such a healing energy, and it's like it's very expansive and very light, and moving forward. Like it's about our infinite potential and living into that space of our infinite potential and whatever that happens to be. And that's what I love, that empowerment, you know. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's just always so much fun. I appreciate it.
And thank you, everyone who called in and submitted questions. I know we didn't get to all of you, but thank you so much for being here. And you can also, you know, connect in with Michaela by with the packages, Special A, Special Offer A, or Special Offer B. And if you get the chance to actually work with Michaela one-on-one, I highly recommend that. I honestly do. So if you can, do that. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here with us. I'm so I'm just feeling so grateful for all of you for being with us, being part of this journey. And the eclipse was amazing, powerful. We're still going through it, all these energies. And, you know, be open to new possibilities. Just be open to a new way of being and, you know, a new way of living and just being in that stillness of what is and enjoy that, right? So thank you, everyone. Love you all. Sending you all much love and blessings. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.